Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Would you welcome to the program a person who is responsible for all of those clips, at least partially? That would be Renee Tondelli. Renee, are you with me?
I am. I am. It's funny to hear all that. Yeah.
Well, you know, I like to set the stage. You know what I mean? Like, we're going to get to Les Grotstein and you editing the Lee Elia tape. But, you know, I want to set the stage. I want people to know what happened to you, where you went, did Hollywood, you know, the things that you accomplished. Because it all started here and, you know, in a way with the Les Grotstein tape of Lee Elia. I mean, really, if you think about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely true. I mean, yeah, you know, it definitely taught me a lot, yeah.
By the way, I want to say right off the top that Renee and I talked earlier this morning. We were hysterical. We were funny. We were witty. It was unbelievable, and it cannot be recreated. So Renee's like, "Hey, we're wasting all this. We got to do this on the air. I don't want to talk to you anymore."
I have to hang up on you now, John.
No.
No. Today we did that. Yes.
Yeah, I know.
You were the first person I called. I have to say it was very shocking news to me, and you know, he was. You know, we all worked together for 10 years, and last, you know, God love him. I mean, he was just a one-off. There wasn't anybody really like him. You know?
No.
He was a really good reporter. He was so devoted, you know. Less like he would never get off point. Like he would just be on. Nothing could shake him. I never knew anyone like him before or after.
You know, that is said funny. A lot. That is said a lot when people pass away. Like he was one of a kind. There'll never be anyone like him. But this actually does apply because he was. I've never met anybody like him before or since, and I don't think I ever will.
No,
because he was so unique in his own way.
He was so unique. And you know, it's funny. I don't know if you know, but there's been this email chain going on with everyone from WLS. I mean, people that I haven't heard from in. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing the people coming out and saying everyone has something to say about him, and you think. This guy really did have an effect on everyone, you know, with
everybody.
Kind of with his own sense of purity. Like, he had this weird, you know, there were just less. I mean, God bless him. I mean, the whole Elia tape, you know, I mean, I remember when he came into the newsroom. I happened to be in the newsroom that day working as an engineer. And he came in and he was like, Renee, We got 5 minutes to make the newscast. We got to get this tape on the air. So I had to take his little cassette tape out of his little cassette recorder, put it in, transfer it to, you know, at the time we had quarter-inch tape and recorded
reel to
it all.
Reel. Yeah.
And then it was reel to reel. And then I listened to it, and it was like a string of profanities, just one after another. And I thought, okay, so then I rolled out like, this tone, you know, that beep, 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 that tone you put in. I grabbed a whole bunch of it, and I sat down and listened to it. And so I started taking out words like, you know, leaving the first consonant. So I would leave the M in, right? But then I would take out the word and go, okay, that's that long, right? So I would take that word, that starts with an M, and cut the tone and stick it in there, and then keep the S and put that tone in there. And I was wildly cutting as fast as I could, and it was the funny, because you wanted also to have the length, you know? You didn't want it to just go beep, 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 beep. I mean, so it had to be you, beep, 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 people.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, that was less, and it became infamous. We had no idea what we were doing that day, but it was, I think I still have the tape, the original and the edited version. But
you know, I was looking around, and I don't know if it's the complete unedited version, but there is an unedited version that runs about 3.5 minutes. It's on YouTube. Do you remember how long
how
the original?
How is it?
Yeah. Every...
Gosh, no. But, you know, I know I had 5 minutes to cut it.
Gosh, so... I can't imagine how you did that. I mean, I've been explained a couple of times. I explained a couple of times on the air, you know, that you were coming on, and, like, this is not the digital age we're talking about. You know, you don't just go on a computer and stick things together.
Yeah.
This is like manual labor is what this is. I mean...
Yeah, so you cut out all the swear words, right? So you use the same one over and over, right? So then there was the M word. So you took that out and went, okay, that's that long. I need that much tone at putting it in. But I'm keeping the M and maybe the R at the end, you know?
But you...
And I left just enough so you knew what he was saying, right?
But yes,
and we're going to radio after all. So I had
we're going to play that tape later. I don't want to bury the lead.
Really? You have it? Oh, fantastic!
Of course I do.
Oh, that would be
what
great.
Kind of what kind of Chicago broadcaster would I be if I did? I mean, it's not the whole tape, Renee.
Yeah.
It's like I don't know, 30 seconds of good stuff.
Enough.
Yeah, it's enough.
Enough, but, right?
But do you remember how long the original tape was? On the cassette,
don't.
How many minutes?
You know, I really don't.
And
gosh,
like,
I don't Les, know, but he went off.
Les was the only person to record it, which is really crazy.
He was the only person to have it. Yeah.
Which doesn't surprise me.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
He carried that recorder with him everywhere, remember?
That's what I was going to get. Yeah, like, I know.
He used to go to games, and he would do play-by-play in his little recorder by himself and, like, in the stands, not to broadcast, but to play it back on the air the next day to Larry. So,
yeah. Okay, so at Wrigley...
As if he was doing it live.
At Wrigley Field, I don't know what it's like now, but you had your press box, and then you had they had sort of a bleacher-type, not bleacher, but... a long set of seats that were for the media, and I was there once with Les, and he was doing play-by-play of the game into his tape recorder, and he was really good. I thought it was really good. And, you know, at the time, I don't know what it would be like now. I'm sure there would be lawsuits left and right, but, you know, this is a broadcast that is owned by the such and such, and any rebroadcast or reproduction of this form, blah, 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 is strictly prohibited. Well, that wasn't so much the way it was then, I don't think, because either that or the Cubs just said, Les is such a cool guy, let him do it. I don't know. And I would believe that, too.
Or he did it without ever asking, right? I don't think he asked anybody. He came running in as soon as he had it. It was like, Renee, we got to get this on the air. I mean, it wasn't like a minute where he thought, hey, should I be doing this?
No,
I mean,
right.
This guy could get fired, and I guess he did.
Well, you know, always better to...
He didn't even think about it. He just did it.
Always better to ask forgiveness rather than permission. We're talking Les Grobstein. We're going to talk more about Les, he said, when we come back with Renee Tondelli on 720 WGN.
What I don't understand is, why did he come back?
He's stuck. That's what it is. He's in between worlds. You know, it happens sometimes that the spirit gets yanked out so quick that the essence still feels like it has work to do here.
Ghost? Are you kidding me? 720 WGN, 19. Ghost, Renee? I mean, I went to your IMDb. I went to the Internet Movie Database, and you have, like, as you well know, I'm like 82 or 83 credits in the audio production area. And I'm reading down the list, and I go, Ghost? Are you? what you've done out there is just absolutely spectacular. In my opinion, anyway.
Yeah, I forgot. I was like, is that Ghost that he's playing?
Yes. It says here you were assistant sound editor. It says here IMDb.
That's one of the first movies I started working at. Yeah.
So
I have to be honest with you. We were all like, this movie is never going to make it. I mean, do you believe it? And it turned out to be like...
Oh, my gosh.
A huge hit.
Gigantic.
So, yeah.
Well, you never
know. I know, and we all just thought, oh, my God.
You never really know I think sometimes when you're in, listen to me talk like I know what I'm, listen to me talk like I know what the hell I'm talking about.
No, but you're right. You really don't know, because sometimes you're so into it and you're so, you know, you have, plus you see it, you know, in its beginning, right? So you're seeing like raw cuts and things and you're like, oh my God, are you kidding me? And then, then it turns out to be ghosts.
We'll fix it in post.
And, you know, it actually works. So, fix it in post.
At 720 WGN, I'm John Landecker. This is Renee Tondelli, who, as you can tell, works in the movie industry in the sound department and was the person who was given the task of editing the Lee Elia tape that Les Grobstein brought back from a Cubs game. Now, in case you don't know, we were very saddened to hear this morning that Les had passed away. He was only 69 years old. You heard him on the air with me and Steve Dahl and Larry Lujack and Fred Winston and Catherine Johns and Jim Johnson and just a whole bunch of people. And he was the sports guy. And as a matter of fact, the Chicago Bears issued a statement today that says, "We are deeply saddened to learn of the passing of our friend and radio host Les Grobstein. Les was a true media icon of the last 50-plus years, whose knowledge of Chicago sports history was unparalleled. Les was proud of having attended more than 100 Bears-Packers games in his time. His first job coming in 1963, and he could recall it like it was yesterday. He was always a pleasure to chat with on game days, and anyone who had a conversation with Les walked away knowing more. On behalf of the entire Bears organization, we extend our thoughts and prayers to his family, especially to his beloved Kathy and his son Scott, friends, and countless faithful listeners." So, I think that's pretty cool.
That was wonderful.
Yeah. Nice call, Chicago Bears. And all of that you referenced there in that statement is true. His knowledge of... Not
and
just,
didn't he stick up for Jim McMahon, too? Wasn't there a story about that? And McMahon said something like, I think Bob Stroud was telling me about it today. He said that he was like, "I never thought I'd be saying this, you know, but thank God for Les Grobstein."
So the Bears are going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And somebody on a sports station down there said that Jim McMahon called... women in Louisiana sluts, and this got back to Les, and supposedly the story goes that it was allegedly said on Les's show, and Les went insane and got on this station and denied it, and they had to retract a apology, and the guy who said it on the air was let go. How about that? Because it was
I didn't know that story.
It was never said.
God,
it was never said.
A legend.
You know what?
That's how he was. Like, he fought for things.
Yes. Now, wait a minute.
He really did.
I should have carved out like 3 hours so we could do this. I got like 6 minutes left. Are you ready to hear the tape? Let's hear the tape. Go.
You're fired now and you're in a little difficulty. We got all these so-called f***ing fans that come out here and say they're Cub fans that are supposed to be behind you, ripping every f***ing thing you do. I'll tell you one f***ing thing. I hope we get f***ing hotter than just to stuff it up than 3,000 f***ing people that show up every f***ing day. Because if they're the real Chicago f***ing fans, they can kiss my f***ing right downtown and print it.
Exactly how I remember it. And I left just enough of the syllables. So you understood what he was saying, but he didn't really say it.
I feel like I have a world exclusive. I've got the production person who put the beeps in the Lee Elia tape. Thank you. Thank you, John. World exclusive.
And print it.
God, it was refreshing to hear that again. I need to clean that up for you, by the way.
Okay, I'll send it to you.
I'll take that and make that so everybody can hear it. It should be something you play, you know, often.
Well, you see, so this isn't telling anything out of school. So you had to, you had like 5 to 10 minutes to put those beeps into that tape of Lee Elia. Now, to work on a motion picture, you take a year, correct? Isn't that correct? Huh?
Exactly. Are you trying to say I'm milking it, John?
No. I'm trying to say that your expertise in this area is probably unparalleled. I mean, I played clips from some of the movies, and I would talk to Renee about it, and she'd go, well, I was there for a year in New York. I'd go, what? A year? Yeah. Amazing. Just amazing.
Yeah. So, I'm doing it now again. It's another year.
Now, you know that IMDb says a lot of stuff, right? Right?
Uh-oh. Renee? What? Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
So it says, what does it say, John? The Little Mermaid. Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Now,
that's what I'm working on now.
The Little Mermaid is in what context? A live action Little Mermaid?
Well, it's live action. They've got, it's something like you've never seen before. It's really kind of amazing. The underworld is just, it's phenomenal. It's a particular kind of visual effect that has never been done before. You've got, and it's stunning. Have you ever watched Blue Planet?
Yes.
Seen it, but
absolutely.
Right. So all of that is so true to life how it's going to be. And so the visual effects are going to take a really long time to do, which is why it takes a year to do this. But yeah, it's live, and it's Halle Berry who is going to be Ariel. It's on. It's out. It's not like I'm telling a secret. And she is amazing. She has the most beautiful voice, and it's pretty amazing to work on this. And I think it's going to be. It'll probably come out next year, like 2023. I think is its release date.
Wow.
But should be like something you've never seen.
What were we looking at? Were we watching something the other night at home? In your name? Oh, Grindhouse. I was watching Grindhouse again, and I'm like, wait a minute.
Why were you watching that?
I like that movie. I like Grindhouse. And
yeah,
wait,
wild.
Look, there's Renee's name. I'm like, I don't know. I must have seen that movie. I don't know how many times it didn't.
I love Quentin.
Yeah. I also saw, we're almost out of time, but I also saw a credit on a show that I had not noticed before, and I think it was something like COVID monitors. Would that be close to something that goes on now?
On me?
No. Just as a general. No. Just as a general.
Oh, you mean on the set?
Yes. Yeah. I hadn't seen it.
Oh, my God. It's a huge industry now.
Yeah.
I mean, there are, when you go on the set, you've got different vests. Like if I go, I'm close to the actor, so I wear a black vest. So that you get to be zone A.
And Renee,
zone D, you don't even get to be on the set.